This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the official word about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the stories, the people. Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine put together this list and included in it, not necessarily in this order, but the first 100 days, you can be sure that's on a lot of people's mind. Now, remember, this is aimed at people who are doing straightforward news talk conversation. That is discussion about what's in the news, which is the mainstay of most of the radio stations that are doing talk, left of center, right of center. There are more left of center stations back on again, and that's been something that's been very interesting to watch as the new presidency gets started. But I think when Michael counts down all of these from number 10 to number 1, you'll find that we sort of have a jockeying into position a number of things that affect Trump and the Trump administration. So, Michael, without further ado, why don't we dig around here, go through the top 10 stories, the top 10 people, and see what we come up with.
All right, another interesting day in the neighborhood, an interesting week indeed. Let's look at number 10, a lot of sports going on. Major League Baseball's warming up. National Basketball Association and National Hockey League action is intense. At number 9, we have the Michael Flynn case, and we have the French presidential race. At number 8, we have the Obama Wall Street speech. At number 7, the Ann Coulter speech controversy out at Berkeley. Number 6, the government shutdown and the sanctuary cities ruling. We have Ivanka's Berlin trip at number 5. Number 4, NAFTA renegotiations. Number 3, North Korea tensions. Number 2, the Trump tax cut proposals. And number 1, Trump's first 100 days. And people are talking about that. The people on the survey, at number 10, Michael Flynn. Number 9, Ann Coulter. Number 8, Ivanka Trump. Barack Obama back in the news. Number 7, number 6, Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron. At number 5, Paul Ryan. Sean Spicer is at 4. Rex Tillerson is at 3. Kim Jong-un at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And that's the week.
All right, so we're going to take apart the people and some of the stories here, anecdotal stories also, but other folks who were involved in the world of news talk radio, some of your favorite personalities. Michael has the insight and the inside information, so that'll be part of what we pursue going through the course of this hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want us to think about Mother's Day for a moment, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So if you have on your mind, you want to do something really special for your mother, why don't you think about Sherry's Berries, S-H-A-R-I, Sherry's Berries. They're offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. You pay $19.99 plus shipping. But if you're really smart and you act quickly before the weekend is over, when you go online to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, berries.com, use the code D-J-V. You can get not only the strawberries that are magnificent and flavorful, covered with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and nuts and white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or anything that you want. Sherry's Berries are an experience. If you've never had them, now's the time to get on board for Mother's Day. Click onto the microphone in the top right-hand corner when you go to berries.com and use the code DJV. The way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at $19.99, is to visit berries.com/DJV or use the code DJV. It's a deal that won't last long, and because Mother's Day is so close, why not get in on it? Never too early to think of your mother. Maybe you might want to get her a couple of boxes. That's what I say. You get one now, and they'll get delivered now, and then you can buy another one for $10 and pick the delivery days. If it's different, good. More power to you. It's berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, where you get Sherry's Berries, and use the code DJV.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Oh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzisol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, 13 and change after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison. We're working on the charts for the last week of April, which is a mind blower in and of itself, whether people who are on the air make these observations. Michael, you and I were just talking off the air about how the last few weeks, months, even years are going as quickly as they are. And one wonders, as we think about that, we think about our longevity, we think about our place in society, place on the radio, whatever it is, but think about how that affects the cycle of information that we get. Things are, because of technology, and one wonders whether this is not, we were talking about this metaphysical show that I've started to do, and how quantum physics builds into our lives. Most people don't even understand that we really are moving faster. And is it because of technology, or is it because we have, in this time, we have found technology? It's the chicken and the egg, which comes first. It just seems like, to all of us, that the universe that we live in is moving faster, which in fact, it is.
Wrapping your brain around time is something that is an age-old issue.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it almost sounds cliched, you know, when Christmas comes. I can't believe it's Christmas again. It's starting so early. Oh, it came up so fast. But there's so many ways of looking at it. And yes, the universe is expanding at an increasingly rapid rate, which has scientists totally befuddled. Mm-hmm. So without getting into all of that. But another thing that makes perception of time seem to go quicker and quicker is the number of events that you process.
That was why I brought it to that point. Yeah. The events, things that are happening that we're talking about are changing so quickly.
Yes, and that gives the impression that I don't want to say it makes it seem faster. It just changes your measurement in your own perception of time. And we are going through from our little perspective as observers and participants in talk radio and the passing parade of issues and people and subjects as we do on this show. I mean, it's the very heart of what this program is. There are more and more events happening in an increasing number over the same period of time, 1 week. So it makes the week seem to go much faster. Or you could look at it from a different perspective and say, wow, look at how much has happened since the last time we spoke. Has it only been a week?
Yeah.
You know, well, that makes it faster.
So. Yeah. And with that, the personalities who are doing this on the radio and television are changing, and they don't seem to be getting, and this is my own pejorative, I think the world that you and I grew up in terms of radio, because we're both radio brats, we've both been on the air 50 years plus, we've been around, we have participated in all kinds of things on the radio, we've watched a lot of people come and go, and the crop that's around now just doesn't seem to be, I'm not saying better or worse, just different. And yet there are a few people who stand out. Limbaugh is certainly one of them. There are some local people that are still doing them. Trying to find, there's one personality in Boston named Maddie Siegel who's been on the air here for 40 years doing the same show and has survived and done very well. He stays in the top three and always has been. I'm sure that we could identify down in Florida and in California and Chicago, there are these people who have been around, but there are fewer of them. So when we find a focus on somebody like Sean Hannity, who's profiled in Bloomberg this week, also the reason for his profile isn't the fact that he's been accused of being a sex creep, which I find very distressing because I don't see him. You and I both know him. You know him better than I do. I don't see that, and I'm glad he's suing whoever it was that said, you know, what they did about him. But, you know, they take advantage of the situation. It makes it easy when you come from a culture like the Fox News Channel, apparently, to take a shot. And so I don't know that I have to stick up for him, or you do, but it bothered me this week, frankly, and you and I haven't talked about this, that the rumors about him, I can't even begin to think that they're true. But yet here it is. The news media loving to jump onto somebody like this because of where they are politically and trying to denigrate somebody who's done a lot to help not only in his own world, but to help other people who are trying to do well in this field as well. It just is. I find it troubling. Frankly.
Well, I you know, you covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, I should have stopped while I was ahead.
I stick up for Sean. I don't think Sean is in any trouble whatsoever.
Nah, not at all.
I think that Sean is at the peak of his career. Our biggest problem at Talkers Magazine is determining whether Rush Limbaugh remains in the forthcoming Heavy 100 as the most important radio talk show host in America, or Sean, who's been number two forever, should be number one.
I have a fix to that problem. I know how to solve that problem.
We don't do ties.
No, I know. It's not a tie. No, it's easy. I become number one, Hannity becomes number two, and Limbaugh becomes number three.
Oh, you?
Yeah,
would you
me.
Say you be?
Yeah. I become number one. That's the fix.
Okay, that sounds reasonable, but you're going to have to do something pretty amazing in the next 3 weeks.
I could get on the first rocket ship to go to Mars and do the broadcast from there. That would put me into the number one position, wouldn't it?
The only reason I'm not responding is because I think that we have to go to a break.
Yes, we do, in fact.
So when we come back, I'll respond.
Oh, okay. That's right. Or not, depending on how you'd like to be there. I think that's a perfect fix. Everybody,
I'll respond.
What do you think? Email to michael@talkers.com. Doug Steffen should be number one on the list of the Heavy 100.
Doug Steffen should be sent to Mars.
Oh, but either of those two are very possible and perhaps even probable. All right, 21 after the hour on this week's review of the heavy hits in Talk Radio, News Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You hear in my voice an excitement. I am always thrilled, and I don't use that word lightly because it's a word that I use only to refer to the people that I really care about being about, around, and Michael is one of those people. I find his overview of what's going on in the world of news talk, which is basically my bread and butter. I'm not on the Mondays and Friday program I do. It's not really news talk in the tradition of the issues that come through from other...
There you go again.
But I know, yeah, I'm saying... Hey, Michael teases me because I say, I don't do politics, but in fact, I do have political...
Of course your show is about current events. Your show during the week is. What you don't do is you don't beat on one particular ideology and make that your obsession. And you've come to identify that as being synonymous with news talk radio, which I think is sad. Not that you do. It's sad that
it's kind of reality
that it's become in a position like that. But no, I think that you do a very traditional news talk, general interest radio show. You got co-hosts with you. You got diversity. You got a lot of different topics.
So I will tell you. Our the approach we had, for example, number 8 on the countdown, although I don't think we finished. Well, yes, we did. I think we finished what we needed to say about the other stuff in terms of the list and what Sean's up against. And Sean's a big boy. He can take care of himself. He'll be just fine. The number 8 item on the countdown has to do with all the hoopla about Obama getting $400,000 for a speech. Come on. I mean, for God's sakes. First of all, and I don't want to get on my horse, I want your take on it, but I do throw this out here, the triviality of taking this apart and looking at the short end of that stick. Mrs. Clinton averages $650, and her husband has gotten $1.5 million for going on weekend retreats with people. George Bush got $500,000 for a speech a few months ago. And so what do you think the presidency is all about? These days, it's about capitalizing. Once you get through, if you can survive 8 years, then maybe you deserve all the money that these people make. What do you think, Michael?
I think that we have to have an even playing field about who we accuse of what. Mm-hmm. And both sides accuse the other of the same thing that they do. So there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy. I don't really care if Obama gets paid or not.
Me either.
It's capitalism. It's a free enterprise. He's done with his job. He can go out and do it. If in fact, though, it can't be shown that a president did favors for certain sectors of the society that he should be objective about, and then gets paid a lot of money as a payoff, then we have issues.
I would say in Wall Street, they didn't have any friends on Wall Street, so...
Look at Trump. I saw somewhere, maybe it was an opinion piece on CNN.com. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline, but I got the picture. It said, what if Hillary Clinton owned Mar-a-Lago? You know, we are not...
What does that mean?
Well, what if she had that opulent lifestyle? With golf courses and gold plated wallpaper and all that, they would have a field day on her. Mm-hmm. The point is, there's hypocrisy in politics, and it goes back to what I say all the time: everybody wants victory as opposed to truth. I think that everybody should be held at the same standard, and otherwise we have what's called the pot calling the kettle black, and this goes on all the time. And I find it to be non-productive. Oh, it's fun for talk radio if you like to look at Washington, D.C. as the Hollywood of the East and the players as another form of celebrity gossip. Well, then it makes for great content. But if we want to run a country in an intelligent way, and most of the media is obsessed with that, well, I don't think we're really going to be very productive.
Number 7 item is the Ann Coulter speech. Let's talk about that when we continue.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly overview of the top 10 stories, a discussion about some of the people, not only the people that are making the news, but also the people that are having these conversations on the air. Thus, our conversation earlier about Sean Hannity and what's going on there. One of the things, as an anecdotal reminder, that Michael does in addition to all his work at Talkers, or in addition to the work at Talkers, there's a podcast called Up Close and Far Out that he produces every week. That's usually from somebody who's inside the world of News Talk Radio or someone that may have a participatory angle on that, and thus the focus this week on the fellow that I think is the best morning guy on News Talk Radio in the country, frankly. His name is Bill Handel. He does mornings on KFI in Los Angeles. So what did you learn? I'm sure he had a he's a fascinating guy.
We talked about the changing nature of satire, the changing nature of comedy, political correctness, Broadway musicals, surrogate parenting, Donald Trump. It was really cool. It was really cool. He's a very very sharp, original guy, and subtle humor. You don't know whether he's kidding or not a lot.
I don't know that he's ever had another radio job. He's a lawyer, and was used to appear with legal advice, and then he managed to get a real following, and somebody at the station said, "Wait a minute, this guy is too good to just leave on the weekend." I think he's never been on another radio station in his life.
I don't believe so. I think that's been his job, I think you're right. He's been there for a very, very long time. He commands huge numbers in terms of audience size, and he's one of the most successful hosts in America.
Yeah.
His audience in Los Angeles is bigger than most syndicated hosts have who are coast to coast.
There's somebody to listen to, Up Close and Far Out. You hear the story of Bill Handel, the morning person at KFI in Los Angeles.
Yes, meanwhile, it's upcloseandfarout.com.
You can find it at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com. Yes. All right. So, you're welcome. The Ann Coulter story at Berkeley, is this so pat and so predictable that it's almost a waste of time to have the conversation?
I think so, but that's just my personal opinion. Obviously, it's captured the attention of a lot of people. I know that when I talk to people outside the industry, just friends that I have, they ask me about it. So it's obviously a real news story.
What do you say when your friends ask you about it?
I raise my eyebrows, I roll my eyes, I go, look, you know what? You want to talk about the First Amendment? You want to talk about what? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about media exhibitionism? You want to talk about how colleges and universities in this country might be out of step with how to run themselves? The hypocrisy of protests? You know, there's so many things to talk about it. It's just that I don't know. I become, you know, exasperated when I see stories like this. Because underneath it all, Ann Coulter is going,
like the wicked witch of the East.
That's
laughing all the way to the bank.
Of course, that's
the
point.
That's what you mean.
That's what I mean by it.
Yeah,
It's over her. You know, if they didn't allow Barack Obama to speak, or they didn't allow, of merit from the left or the right, not that Ann Coulter doesn't have merit, but Ann Coulter is not that important.
Mm-mm. She's so made herself important because she's smart.
I have nothing against her. I think she's smart. I'm just simply saying, if you want to talk about the pillars of society and what's important in our country, when you talk about them denying free speech, which of course colleges have the right to do that, it's the government the government said she couldn't speak there, it's a different thing. But colleges have to set an agenda. They can't have anybody speak who wants to. By having Ann Coulter rise to the level that she has in terms of the attention this is getting, it makes the assumption that she's extremely important,
mm-hmm.
and that how could they possibly deny her the podium? And that's what I'm addressing.
Another slot on with Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, and she'll get a slot on some of the Fox shows, and mm-hmm. and she'll get another speech and get $10,000 more for it than she did the last one.
Good right, for her. Right, and good for her. I don't deny her that. What are you kidding me? I respect that, but it is what it is.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying here. I'm trying to put it in perspective. I don't work for Ann Coulter. As far as I'm concerned, my role in this is that I'm working for the listeners of this show to have some insight into the way the mechanism of talk radio operates.
Yep.
And
surprising that she's never done a talk radio program? That's what surprised a lot of people.
Not enough money in it for her. She makes a lot of money being outrageous.
Yeah, right.
She's a master of it.
Yeah.
She's a perfect personality
for it.
I use the term media exhibitionism, and we've talked about
somebody
that.
Somebody else, they use another media, begins with a W and ends with an E. Mm-hmm. It applies to both men and women. That some people use that. But she's smart, and she's a good entrepreneur, and she has interesting things to say, make people think. The fact that she can't get on... the real issue here is whether we have free speech or we don't, and is there, with some people, a line in the sand? Like, she's not it, but when it comes to the skinheads and killing all the Jews, if we put them on the radio... Does that mean that we're bad? Is that going too far? I mean, I don't know how you can measure it. You either have it or you don't have it.
The point is,
some of it is so horrible that you don't want to listen to it. You make the choice.
Freedom of speech does not guarantee you a soapbox. It doesn't guarantee you. Let's suppose that you want to go and speak at Berkeley, and they say, no, who the hell are you?
I'm me. I'm the number one talk host in the country. Put me on.
I mean, you could then claim,
you don't want me on because I'm not conservative enough, or I'm too liberal, or I'm too anything. And it's not, who the hell are you?
I mean, why should anybody have to? We used to have it at radio stations all the time when we'd taken calls. No, you've been on 12 times this month, mister, and you're a drone. You're boring. We don't like you. You make the show sound like garbage.
I'm going to call the FCC that you're infringing on my freedom of speech.
Like, no. The freedom of speech.
Radio. program. This is an entrepreneur. We're here to make money, pal, and you're not helping us.
Start your own radio station. Start your own newspaper. The government will not stop. Right, but this is the point. The point is that the world does not owe Ann Coulter a soapbox. Ann Coulter, the world doesn't owe anyone a soapbox. Now, it might be bad public relations for Berkeley to say we don't want to do it. They could be full of garbage by saying we don't want her to speak because there are going to be protests and it's going to create problems. That might be true. It might not be true. So these are all different aspects of it. But when you bring in the freedom of speech thing, it only further distorts an accurate definition of what freedom of speech is. And I think it's very important that people understand what free speech means, because it is ultimately the main foundation of our way of life.
And that's what we learn. That's what talk radio learns from this. That's what listeners learn from this. That's what Americans learn from this. That's why it has value, this sort of conversation. In a moment, the focus on number 6 on our list, the Sanctuary Cities ruling, and maybe a little anecdotal story that I'll throw in, Michael, that might raise some eyebrows here and there. Talk Radio Review, going through the people that are on the list this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go find the list at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. It's a cool place to go if you love talk and conversation. At number 10 on the list of the most talked about people this week, according to Talkers, Michael Flynn. Ann Coulter's in the number 9 position. Ivanka Trump in the number 8 shot. Barack Obama is at 7. The people running to be president of France, number 6. Paul Ryan is 5. Sean Spicer is 4. Rex Tillerson is in the number 3 position. Kim Jong-un, imagine that. He's in the number 2 spot, that little twerp. Kim, does that sound pejorative? It's meant to be. Kim Jong-un at number 2. And the Trumpster, Donald Trump, anyway, in the first position on the people list, thanks to the info provided to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This is the weekly talk radio review called a Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Heart disease, eye problems, nerve damage. The list of complications from type 2 diabetes is long, and according to a recent study, getting longer.
What it says is that bone and the skeleton really needs to be added to the list of diabetic complications.
Dr. Sandeep Khosla says physicians have long thought that osteoporosis was an issue for diabetics, but it was only recently that technological advances made it possible to actually assess the issue.
And so our ability to assess that really led to these findings that patients with diabetes, in fact, have worse mechanical properties of bone or bone material properties, which would increase their risk of fracture.
While more study is needed, it's just another reason why diabetics need to work with their healthcare provider to make sure their disease is under control. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says, hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Doug Steffen on the countdown with a review of the story. Sometimes they get a little out of focus. When we do start the program, we go from number 10 to number 1 and then sort of get off on lots of different things that pertain to what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. So for your information, at number 10 this week, sports talk radio, all the major league action, etc. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the case against him. Number 8, the president or former president Obama's speech on Wall Street for $400,000. Number 7, Ann Coulter's controversy in California at Berkeley. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown or not? Number 5, Ivanka Trump's trip to Berlin. Number 4, are there renegotiations? Is NAFTA gone or is it going to stay? Number 3, situation with North Korea. Number 2, the president's tax cut proposals. And number 1, a review of Trump's first 100 days. That's the way it shakes out in the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Sanctuary Cities ruling, number 6, the discussion about whether there ought to be. You and I both hail from Massachusetts, and there are a lot of people in Massachusetts who want to do what they're doing in California or trying to do, and that's make it a sanctuary state. I just went through a town meeting experience here in Framingham, my hometown. I'm a member of town meeting, and one of the issues that came up this week, Michael, was a federal block grant and the money that's being used to educate, teach people how to speak English. And one of the members of town meeting got up and said, how do we know all this money is being spent on people who are legally here? To which there was deafening silence. There was no answer. So the answer... Well, the question was asked again. Still, there was no answer. So the program has 300, 400, sometimes 700 in it at a time. And in the past, the question has been asked and not answered by town meeting people, but some of the news media dug into what the numbers are in Framingham and elsewhere. And it turns out that 30 to 40% of the people participating in this government program, paid for by the taxpayers, are here illegally. And so the question came up, if that's the case, then what about all these people that are waiting in line? They have a waiting line of 1,500 people. Why should we deprive those who are here legally of being able to learn how to speak English and make preferences, which is what you're doing? If you let through a lottery system, anybody who comes up with a straw and wants to learn how to speak English, if they're here illegally, how is that fair? And it's a great conversation, actually. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate discussion, and I think that people who are concerned about illegal immigration have a reason to be. You know, I mean, there's a lot of truth to it. Where the logic breaks down is when you want to approach it in a way that's, you know, a sledgehammer on a fly, where it's cruel, where it's unjust, where you're tearing families apart, where you're creating fear, or where you're actually hurting the economy. We have to come, you know, there are certain aspects of illegal immigration that actually help the economy, and not everybody who's here illegally is a terrible person. So this has to be dealt with sensitivity, intelligence, and firm consistency legally. But no, I mean, we can't just have open borders. I mean, we won't be a nation. If you're going to be a nation, you have to have borders, and you have to have criteria by which you deal with immigration. And obviously, we've been pretty loose about it. As a result, there's this whole immigration controversy. And it's not an easy situation to remedy without causing a lot of pain. So it's a very legitimate debate.
All right, and there is so many of these things become a lot of mud against the wall versus, you know, the stuff like Ann Coulter, as you said, okay, who cares? And maybe number 5, that Berlin trip that Ivanka Trump took, the ramifications of that. She seems to disagree with her father on some things, and that seems to be cool. She seems to be able to stand out in her own right.
But Ivanka, as far as Ivanka's concerned, look, she steps into this major role. Nobody forced her to do that. No one forced him to run for president.
Nope.
You do that, you're in the heat. That's what happens. You know what?
I don't think she's taking it badly. Do you? I mean, I don't see her.
No, I think she's a smart. She's a smart cookie.
Yeah, I do too. Actually,
she's a she's going
to and
right, she's exactly. Ann Coulter.
They're all
but,
in
you
that
know,
club.
It's so silly. CNN, like nobody else, leads with she got a boo. Okay, one guy booed her, and that was the headline instead of all the other things.
How terrible! Somebody right. booed her. She's in public life.
Yeah. Boo! 10 before the hour here on the countdown.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, continuing with our overview of the charts for this last week of April 2017. Talk Radio Countdown reviewing the hot hits and discussing other things, sort of working our way into your head with discussions of some of the issues and Michael's take on them. A few items of interest, I suppose, from my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen. The conversation about the president. I mean, that's really all of the top four items on the countdown this week are all really focused on what Donald Trump is doing or he isn't doing, what he can do, what he can't do. A lot of people who are his detractors say that his working with North Korea the way he is going to cause World War III. I don't see that. Actually, what I see, Michael, is the Chinese are doing their part, and so are the Russians. It's about time. What do you think?
I think that you might be right. I hope you are. You know, you've got to be careful when you're president. You've got to go slow and steady. International diplomacy is very, very sensitive, and especially when you've got people with nuclear arsenals. So North Korea is a serious subject, but we'll see how it plays out. Maybe having, they have a crazy guy running their country. Well, maybe the antidote to that is
a crazy guy running our country.
You know, it's like, ooh.
Are you think Putin is sane? What do you think? What is it that makes you think Putin is insane, Jane? Or look at any of the, I mean, most of the people, think about it for a minute. The people who want to be in power and control are crazy to begin with.
Of course.
Why would you want to do this unless you are nuts? So that takes the reality right off of the table. These people, there's different levels or gradient increases or decreases in craziness. But, you know, to say that Kim Jong-un is the only dangerous, crazy person in the world. I don't know that Trump is dangerous, and I'm not even sure he's crazy, but he's different.
I think deep in his heart, Trump wants everybody to love him and doesn't want trouble. I think some people do.
You think Putin is all about trouble?
No. I think Putin's clever. I have confidence that Putin's not insane. I think he's just a nasty son of a gun. No, I think the guy in Korea might be crazy.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, he's in his 20s and he ascended to the throne by virtue of his lineage.
Right.
So you talk about, you know, what qualifies him to run a country that has such potential, you know, influence and power because he's somebody's grandkid. That scares me.
Right.
That scares me.
And all the people, let's face it, all the people in the world who have assumed power the way he has have small private parts. That's really the bottom line. We have to pause here for a moment, let people think about that. We continue after these words.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You'd be happy to know, folks, that Michael and I are talking how we off the air about how we like our beets. We like them with butter and maybe pickle.
I remember as a kid, you know, have some borscht.
Yes.
Borscht. Yeah. Cold beet soup with a dollop of sour cream. Just what a four-year-old loves. Oh, right. My God.
Yeah. It's good for you, though. Put air in your chest or whatever. You can tell we've come to the end of our hour, folks, because we're talking about beets. Super beets. All right. So let me remind you again, if you really love this, and I think it's a given. People listen to this program on radio stations all around the country. So if you want to really hear the story of a guy, if you've never heard of him before, this is a brilliant radio personality. He gets it. It's natural for him. He doesn't have to think about it. And that's with the best personalities, they either, you know, they are or they aren't. You have to think about it. You're not going to be that great. So upcloseandfarout.com. KFI morning host Bill Handel is Michael's guest this week. Listen to that and find out more than you probably have known about what goes on. Good News Talk Radio morning programs. So, Michael, thank you as well for being here. This is the Talk Radio Review at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.